This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Democrats in the state legislature are proposing some additions to Colorado's gun regulations. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports one bill would expand the state's red flag law.
Also called extreme risk protection orders, red flag laws allow judges to temporarily remove someone's guns if they pose a threat. The bill would expand the list of who can petition for such an order. It would include institutions like schools or hospitals. The bill would also allow guns to be removed if a child poses a safety risk. Here's bill sponsor Senator Tom Sullivan.
Gun deaths are happening by suicides and domestic violence, which is a number one thing that we can do with an extreme risk protection order. Temporarily remove firearm from someone who's going to be a danger to themselves or other.
Another bill would require gun barrels to be sold by licensed firearm dealers in person to buyers who can legally purchase guns.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Scientists are organizing to defend the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it comes after the Trump administration asked for ideas to dismantle the iconic research hub.
The National Science Foundation published the official request in a letter last week. It's looking for ideas to potentially divide NCAR's work predicting the weather from its climate science. Daniel Swain is a University of California climate scientist with a desk at NCAR. He says that just doesn't make practical sense.
Weather and climate exist along the same spectrum of atmospheric science. And the more we artificially separate them, the less we're able to predict either.
Other science advocacy groups are pushing researchers or anyone else to respond with their own comments by a March 13th deadline. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And this is CPR News. More news from around the state at cpr.org. It's 8:06.